But when to go with Blither on, of course, as we do, when Jock and Rob and Donnie, they were in one bedroom. But I was going to say, Jock was very badly burned when he was an infant.
Oh, really?
With soup, wasn't it?
Soup.
What is soup? And I don't know just how it happened, but I mean, there would be an open. There was a triplets grate. And the triplets grate would be there when all time, when we were bears. And he was just he wouldn't be turning it in this place, would he? What, he was 6 months old, wouldn't he? Or thereby?
Yeah.
He's very young. And mother, she had great faith in this. There was a doctor, Dr. Hood, in Blair in those days. And she always said, if it hadn't been for Dr. Hood, Jock wouldn't have been alive. But he, obviously, whatever he did.
Where did it? Jock
still had the mark, the button marks on
his
neck.
His chest.
And down his chest. Aye.
So did she...
Through manhood.
Yes, so she took him immediately down to see a doctor? Or?
Well, obviously there had been how they would get in touch with that in those days.
Well, doctor'd have to go up, because there's no transport these days.
No. Yeah. Then we had doctors up the glen.
You had to pay for doctor's visits as well, and things like that.
How did we contact? I've never ever been. Doctor
Reed lived in Ivy Bank.
Uh-huh. Well, there was also a phone up at Lagan Dhu, wasn't there?
Yeah, I suppose there was.
Did you call 203?
Two or three. But how it was got done, anyhow, it must have been quite immediate anyhow, because it must have been a very bad pun.
Yeah.
I had human cough when I was about 6 months old, see, wasn't I?
I didn't hear you, Donnie.
You don't hear?
No.
He bloody deaf.
No, I
said I had whooping cough when I was 6 months old.
Oh, did
and
you?
Just about snuffed it.
Heavens above, I've no memory of that now.
How old were
you
then?
Body?
What were you in bed with then when you knitted that pixie for me?
Oh, Christ, I don't know.
A red and grey pixie.
It wasn't a red and grey pixie, it was blue. I seem to remember. And it had flowers embroidered round there, and it was this bit round here was in little squares, and there was wee flowers embroidered on the squares. Huh? You did that as well.
Did I? Oh, well,
but I don't know why you were in bed doing. But
I can remember.
You think you were ill in bed?
I can remember once Dr. Hood was up somewhere over me, and he said, "Stop your snivelling, child."
Well, I've
never
say that.
Really?
I still remember that.
Wow.
Really?
Aye.
Was that to you then, Donnie?
Eh?
That was to you he was saying that?
Aye, that's what I said.
Oh, well, you've been a snivelling little devil.
Shame.
Sorry, me. I always remember that.
And that's...
Don't even ever dare say that nowadays.
Stop your snivelling, child.
Aye. When you think about it, they were really quite sick, but he was a very, very, very good doctor, that Dr. Hoochie.
And then Dr. Shaw, Will Shaw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He must have been about 6 feet six, at least.
Dr. Will Shaw.
And the doctors had a chauffeur at that time.
Right, okay.
They drove the car. And then Will Shaw used to, in the winter time, his skis would be in the car, and Peter Roberts would be driving the car, and then Will would decide to go and have a ski in the field.
Just
Round these patients.
I didn't know that doctors had chauffeurs and stuff.
Dr. Shaw had Peter Robertson, that was the chauffeur's name, and Dr. Shaw had
Peter Robertson.
And what kind of a car did he drive? It was quite a big car.
Who? Dr. Shaw.
Dr. Shaw had a
Hillman 14.
Right. Okay. It was quite a size.